from Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
And welcome back to Wetumpka as the Wetumpka Indians get ready for another match against the Elmore County Panthers. Last time the boys got the win 72-50, a 22-point win in dominating fashion. I remember that game, Caleb Ballard, one of the better dunks he's had all season, just completely went over top of a man, hoping to maybe see him do the same thing here tonight. A few minutes away from tip-off here as we get ready to get things underway. Indians had an impressive win against Tallahassee just 2 days ago on Tuesday night. Indians got that one done with a, I believe it was a 49-point win, 83-32, I believe. But as we get ready for tip-off here in this one, Chandler, what are you looking for?
Well, for starters, Mitch, I'm looking for some field goal percentage increasing. I'm looking for efficiency there. The Indians altogether have had less than 50% field goal percentage this season, and that's not something you really want to see. So I'm looking for some better twos, some planting them feet, getting yourself prepared. You don't always have to be super fast and hasty with it. You want to take your time, make sure the shot is right. Secondly, I want to make sure, once again, like I said for the girls, that they're setting up some screens, setting up some easy plays here. You know, a download screen could work as an easy layup, or a screen right at the top of the key to get themselves an easy three and an easy bucket. That is what I will be looking for here tonight, Mitch, and hopefully some good defense.
Those keys to the game presented by REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus. Just a few minutes away from tip-off, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, get ready for our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Just a few seconds and minutes away from tip-off here on the Collier Ford at Wetumpka Sports Network. Get ready to get action underway, but before we do, it's time for your starting five, presented by First Community Bank. Got a few guards getting the start here tonight. Senior Jeremiah Smiley, wearing number 3, will get the start, as well as another senior, Chris Robinson, at the guard and forward position, wearing jersey number 4. Another guard getting the start here tonight, Andrew Voiles, the sharpshooter for this Wetumpka Indians team. Starting at the forward position, power forward that is Caleb Ballard, wearing jersey number 5. He's shown the ability to get up and get over quite a few people, standing at 6'5" at just a sophomore. Caleb Ballard has been an absolute presence for this Indians team. You can hear the PA announcer in the background as we get ready to go underway. Tom Sutton, the man standing at the end of the tunnel, ready to shake these Indians' hands as they come out onto the floor. You're starting 5 for the Elmore County Panthers. Our number 12, Gage Davis. Number 22, Sammy Payne. Number 10, Holden Hines. Number 14, Dwight Floyd. And bringing it home is number 3, Seth McGee, here for the Elmore County Panthers. Panthers are wearing their maroon jerseys with white numbers, white lettering, and gray trim down the sides and around the sides of the numbers. Indians wearing their white uniforms with black numbers, black lettering, adorned in gold trim along the sides. And Smiley shaking the hands of his teammates, now coming out onto the floor, and we're getting ready to get things underway here in just a few minutes, waiting for the rest of the Indians to get announced. Next man to run out onto the floor is John Hudson Wingard. Wingard, in this weekend, will be down in Mobile playing in the AHSAA All-Star Game, representing the South team as a tight end. Had a great season with over 600 receiving yards for this Wetumpka football program. And he's been an athlete on this team as well. Chris Robinson, next man to come out after Caleb Ballard, and bringing things home for the Indians is Andrew Voiles, the undoubted leader of this team, and the Sharks here looking to probably fire off a few threes and maybe then some here tonight. Student section has started to fill out. You had some people, it was about halfway full at the beginning of that girls' game. Had some people trickle in throughout the course of that one, and now this Indian student section just about full. A couple of rows of bleachers up at the back, but should be a good crowd here tonight for these to cheer on their Indians.
And Mitch, you love to see that with the students showing up, and not only parents and fans, but like I said, especially the students, they come out here and support their Indians almost every single time, and it is a great thing to see.
Going at each other for the tip-off is number 10, Holden Hines, and Caleb Ballard, the tallest player on this Indians roster. Underway, Ballard wins the tip off and gives it straight to Chris Robinson. Robinson over to Voiles and passing back between the two. They'll leave Voiles open in the corner. That 3, a little bit off the mark, off the front end of the rim, and working the other way now are the Panthers. A deep 3 off the mark from Sammy Payne, and Voiles comes up with the rebound. And starting things off a little bit quickly here are the Indians. They'll pass down into the low post, and Caleb Ballard, spin around move, not able to get it that time. Offensive rebound for John Hudson Wingard, not able to get it to go. But he tries it again. That time it does. Indians off to a 2-0 lead off in the hands of John Hudson Wingard. First Indian to score in this one. something John Hudson Wingard did really well in that game against Talis. He had 10 second chance points, just grabbing the offensive glass, snaring it, and laying it up and in. Did it a few times against Talis and starting to do so early tonight. Another three coming out of the hands of Payne, this time from the corner, off the mark that time. And they'll get a foul called on the rebound. I'm not sure who it's going to go on. Still waiting for a call from the officials. And Jeremiah Smiley will pick up the foul. It's his first foul in this contest. First foul of the contest overall on either team. Panthers will get ready to inbound this one from below their own bucket. Gage Davis, the man to do so. He does so into the hands of Payne. Some ball movement across the top of the arc here for the Panthers, but nothing doing. Trying to find an open look, can't do it. Payne picks up his dribble, drives inside, and it was Gage Davis picks up his dribble inside, kind of slipped the pass out of his hands. He was looking for Dwight Floyd, but the ball will trickle out of bounds in a turnover on the Panthers. Indians slowing things down a little bit. Boyles walks across half court, passes it into the hands of Jeremiah Smiley. Smiley over to Robinson, over to Wingard. Wingard was looking for Boyles, but Gage Davis got a hand on that one, poked it out of bounds, but he was the last to touch it. Indians will inbound it, and Boyles does over to Wingard. Couple of passes, and stepping into a three, Chris Robinson off the mark, and Ballard went up for the rebound, wasn't able to snare it, and it was last touch by Holden Hines, I thought, but refs disagree with me. It'll be Panthers ball.
Full court press here by the Indians, and it will work, causing the Panthers to throw this one out of bounds, and it's going to be Indians ball.
Yeah, turnover there on the Panthers, courtesy of the full court press. Forced Gage Davis to airmail that one out of bounds. And Boyles walking across half court, directing traffic with his left hand as he dribbles with his right. Just now does cross half court. And Smiley got that one rejected by Gage Davis. It found Jeremiah Smiley in that low post. He was wide open, but then Gage Davis came out of nowhere, smacked that ball out of bounds, and the Indians will inbound this one.
Good hustle by Davis there, making sure that Smiley couldn't get that.
And the ball trickles beyond the half-court pass. Voiles was looking for Robinson, just put it over his head, and Robinson eventually catches up to it, but doesn't matter. It was beyond the half-court line, and the turnover on the Indians due to the violation.
Robinson will get that back, though.
And Smiley trying to go coast-to-coast with it, not able to do it. And a rebound from Chris Robinson. Some second-chance points for him. Man, you don't see too many second-chance points there from Chris Robinson. Not usually camping out in that low post there, but good move there from Robinson to lay it up and in. And playing some tight defense against Dwight Floyd. Floyd trapped in the corner now, but Indians will back out off of it. He'll pass it down to Holden Hines. Hines into the hands of Payne, and now back over to Davis. Davis over to McGee in the far wing. Trying to pass down low into the paint. Ball was touched by John Hudson Wingard, and they'll say it was last touched by him again. I thought it was Holden Hines who did touch it last, but refs disagree with me yet again. Panthers ball.
Hines telling the students for Wetumpka to quiet down after that call there. The Indians thinking wasn't right.
A deep three comes out of the hands of Sammy Payne. He had already fired off two and gets that one to fall through. And it's a 4-3 lead for the Indians with 3 minutes expired here in this first quarter. Cross-court pass from Smiley into the hands of Boyles. Down to Ballard in that low post. Bodies into a man, lays it up and in. And Caleb Ballard on the board in this one.
Can't do much against that big body against Ballard. Kind of just have to hope that you don't foul him and just do your best.
Yeah, Ballard really outsizes just about everybody on this Elmore County team, and that has been the case with a lot of the Indians' opponents this season. And it was Gage Davis looking for somewhere to go with it, but ball was intercepted. Smiley lays it up and in. Good move there from Jeremiah Smiley. He's also on the board in this one, forcing Elmore County to take a timeout. 8-3, Indians lead it. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Back now here in Wetumpka, 44 minutes and 34 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Indians with a five-point lead, and Panthers getting ready to inbound this one. It's Gage Davis, a little bounce pass over into the hands of Seth McGee. Gives it right back to Davis. Davis brings it across half court, trapped in the corner, but finds his way out of it somehow. Good moves and good ball handling there from Davis. He's trying to pass out as he went up for the layup, but it was intercepted by the Indians, and Andrew Voiles lays it up and in off of a good feed from Jeremiah Smiley.
And that reach there from Voiles is just something you don't see. Voiles has a very long wingspan and can easily get his hand over defenders.
And he did right there. Good move from Andrew Voiles and a good find from Jeremiah Smiley picking up the assist. John Hudson Winger gets a steal. Maybe trying to go coast to coast with it. Some moves from the big man. Caleb Ballard with a putback dunk. He posterized his teammate, Andrew Voiles. Wow, what a display of athleticism there from Caleb Ballard. I don't think anybody in the gym was expecting that one. Student section interrupting, letting Andrew Voiles hear it a little bit. Wow.
What a great play there from Ballard. Sees that it's not going in, and yet his teammate is under him, like you said, Mitch, but he's going to posterize his own teammate.
With the ball now are the Panthers working down in that low post, and a kick out to the top. Gage Davis closed out on by Caleb Ballard off the mark. Rebound goes into the hands of Chris Robinson. Robinson passes over to Voiles now, finds Miller Lombardi for the three, open. Rebound goes to Tom Suddeth, but he's fouled on the putback attempt, and Suddeth will head to the line. Indians with a 9-point lead and a chance to expand it to double digits. Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. First free throw goes down for Tom Suddeth, but not the second one. Offensive rebound for the Indians, and a catch-and-shoot three for Andrew Voiles.
And you're going to hear that one from the student section. They love them some Andrew Voiles, especially those three-point shots that he puts up.
Spin move there from Gage Davis, looking for a man in the low post. It was DeMarcus Rogers, but ball was stolen by Andrew Voiles, trying to go coast-to-coast with it. Finishes through a flurry of bodies. There was three Panthers in front of him. Good finish at the rack from Andrew Voiles. He's got seven already. Stolen again by Voiles, trying to go coast-to-coast with it again. Nobody home in front of him. Lays it real soft off the fingertips. Voiles with nine now. Wow. Indians jumping out quick to a 16-point lead with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Dwight Floyd with the ball now. He'll pass it over to Gage Davis. Gage Davis standing just to the left of the half-court logo. Drives inside. Spin move and a pass right into the hands of Chris Robinson. They've got numbers. Caleb Ballard, what's he got this time? Takes flight and puts it down. Caleb Ballard, two dunks already in this one, and probably more to come if I had to guess.
Student section saying raise the roof, and yes, they should indeed. Ballard is just towering over and had a wide open shot there.
Sammy Payne thought about the three. Now a drive inside, floater from 8 feet, won't go down. Suddeth grabs the rebound, and he'll give it right over to Chris Robinson. Robinson driving down low, feeds to Suddeth. That was a good pass there. A little underhand flick. Looked like a rugby pass almost. And Suddeth couldn't get the finish, but he'll head back to the charity stripe, having made 1-2 on his last trip.
He'll get DeMarcus Rogers there for that foul on Tamarion Suddeth, which gives him 2 at the free throw line.
And first one rattles around, won't get the friendly roll as Jordan Hill will check into the game for Andrew Voiles. The five out there for the Indians are Suddeth, Lombardi, Hill, Ballard, and Chris Robinson. Second free throw about to come for Tom Suddeth, just waiting for the official to give him the rock.
We're sighting there seeing Andrew Voiles coming out of the game. He must be pretty tired after those 9 points scored, two back-to-back there. He must be exhausted, and a good reason to put Jordan Hill in.
And second free throw is good for Tom Suddeth. Indians with a 22-3 lead, 19 points. Gage Davis with the ball now, guarded tightly by Jordan Hill. He'll pass it over to Sammy Payne. A deep three from Sammy Payne. Off the mark, and rebound goes to Suddeth, who chucks it down to Chris Robinson. Robinson was the only Indian on that side of half court. Three off the mark, and a rebound goes for Caleb Ballard, but he'll get fouled on the putback attempt. Ballard heading to the free throw line now. They'll give that one over to Holden Hines. And Ballard at the free throw line now. Ballard's first free throw, a little bit too strong off the back of the iron. Won't go down for the Indians. A little bit of a rough display at the charity stripe here early in this one. Looking to see how they respond and how Ballard responds after the first miss. Didn't get the friendly roll that time. They'll get a foul on the Indians. I think it was Tom Suddeth who went over the back, waiting for a call from the official. And it was over the back. That's the first foul of the night for Tom Suddeth. He'll guard Holden Hines on the inbound attempt for the Elmore County Panthers, and Hines will give it over to Davis, still being guarded tightly by Jordan Hill. And he'll finally get by him, passes to Holden Hill in the base, in the paint, and pass almost sailed out of bounds there. Good job to wrangle it by Sammy Payne. Driving down low is Asher Justice, who give it back out to Payne on the wing. Wing, Payne drives inside, and Payne fires another three on the mark that time. Second three of the night for Sammy Payne, and giving the Panthers a little bit of a smaller lead, but 22-6, Indians on top.
Payne holds all 6 points for the Panthers, both being threes, so he's doing pretty good for himself out there. Not too well for the Panthers, given they are down 16.
As a layup from Robinson was off the mark, Panthers working the other way with it. It was Asher Justice who fell to the floor, and they'll give the foul there, I believe, to Jordan Hill. That's his first one of the night.
Indians playing some lockdown defense here, and that's what you want to see. Defense wins championships, and it sure is showing that right now.
And inbound almost stolen by Jordan Hill. Not able to hang on to it for either of the players, but they'll say Hill was the last man to touch it, and Panthers will get ready to inbound it. 22.6 seconds left to go here in this first quarter, and it'll be DeMarcus Rogers here for the Panthers getting ready to inbound this one. Waiting for the official to give him the rock, and he does so. And a bounce pass into the hands of the White Floyd. Floyd guarded by Jordan Hill. Seems like Hill's just manning up to whoever's carrying the rock. Hill plays some good defense and some good ball movement there. But Chris Robinson comes away with the steal. Puts it down on top of Sammy Payne. Wow. What a dunk from Chris Robinson. Robinson gets the steal again. Trying to do it again. Oh, and he does. Back-to-back dunks, and they'll wave that one off. But Chris Robinson taking flight.
And, Mitch, that is just insane. The Indian student section is feeling that one. They are loving that. The atmosphere in here is great and something you want to be involved in, you know. It gets so loud in here, sometimes you're getting feeling for college games. But the Indians are sending a message to the Panthers here.
Absolutely are. Indians starting to show a little bit of life. The student section fired up after the back-to-back dunks, though one of them didn't get off before the buzzer. And it's almost time for second quarter action. And we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Now here, it's time for second quarter action. Indians on top by 18, 24-6. The good guys leading. And they inbound to this one, but it's stolen immediately by Tom Suddeth. Suddeth tries to go over the top. Not able to do it. Indians playing loose, fast, and fun here. Turnover on the Indians, but you can just feel the energy in this building. I think the roof might have come off that off this place had Suddeth been able to put that one down. He was loading up for it.
Hanging onto the rim a little while they're thinking about how if he didn't get the ball stolen, it would have been a great dunk there.
And they'll get, I believe, Tom Suddeth for the foul there on Dwight Floyd. Floyd fell down as he was going to the ground. Suddeth, I think, got a little bit of his hands on him, so they'll get Suddeth his second foul of the night.
Suddeth saying to the ref, all ball, but ref will say otherwise.
And Indian student section is starting to let him hear it. Jordan Hill with the steal, and he was tripping all over the place, not able to wrangle it. Lost it for a second, wasn't able to regain control, was Jordan Hill, and it's a turnover on the Indians.
And Hill is a scary sight to see for these Panthers. He is locking down their main ball handler, and they seem to be fearing him a little bit here tonight.
Working with the ball now is Dwight Floyd. Floyd looking for somewhere to go with it, but he'll just try to drive inside, and he was looking for Holden Hines, but ball was poked out by Tom Suddeth, who gives it to Andrew Voiles. Voiles not able to finish at the rack that time, off the iron, a little bit too short. Coming the other way now is Floyd again. He'll give it over into the hands of Justice. Good move. Got Tom Suddeth to fly by, and somebody, aside from Sammy Payne, is on the board for the Panthers. It was Asher Justice who laid it up and in after making a man miss.
Got a little bit of reaction over here from the Elmore County crowd after making Lombardi go in the air a little bit there.
And Lombardi not able to finish at the rack that time. Layup off the mark there. And Panthers working the other way.
Going to call a carry on 14. Dwight Floyd, he doesn't seem to be too happy with that, but the student section for the Indians sure does.
Indian student section definitely thrilled about how this game is going so far. Indians with a good lead of 16 points here early in this second quarter. Lombardi's going to inbound this one into the hands of Voiles, and Voiles will walk across half court as he calls some plays, and Voiles starting to work. Gets a screen from Tom Suddeth, and they'll look for him. Not able to get it that time. Ball was poked out by Holden Hines, and now Gage Davis working the other way, but he has it stolen by Jordan Hill. Lombardi with one man to beat. Spin move off the mark. Would have been a good bucket there from Miller Lombardi, but rebound goes into the hands of the Panthers.
Jordan Hill That is going to be Gage Davis shoving Jordan Hill off of him. Hill looking for a foul, but ref won't call.
And about a 7-foot jump shot there from Asher Justice. Points on back-to-back possession, or not back-to-back possessions there, barring the turnover, but scoring on back-to-back chances, I suppose, was Asher Justice. He's got four now, and Panthers in double figures. Voiles steps into a three, not able to get it. And he'll try it again after the offensive rebound by John Hudson-Winder. Boyles has got it that time, and he's got 10 now.
And the Panthers are going to hear it once again from the student section, doing those three guns right at them.
And ball stolen by Jordan Hill. Nobody home in front of him. Lays it up and in, and this Indian student section delighted to see Jordan Hill get his first points in this one. Indians still coming out in this full court press, and Jordan Hill, after scoring the bucket, will pick up a foul there, guarding Gage Davis.
Hill's got that good defense, but he can't play too aggressive. Too aggressive, you're going to get too many fouls. But he continues playing this way and doesn't draw too many fouls, he's going to be perfect.
Lombardi and Suddeth will come out of the game to make room for Caleb Ballard and Chris Robinson. Smiley out there as well. John Hudson Wingard and Andrew Boyles bringing in your five out there for the Indians. Gage Davis with the rock now, guarded by Smiley. And he finally crosses half court, and he'll fire it into the corner. Asher Justice working along the baseline there. Rejected by John Hudson Wingard, and it'll roll out of bounds. But a good block there from John Hudson Wingard.
Wingard may not be as tall as Ballard, but he's got a bigger body, and he's going to be someone you should be afraid of when you go in the paint like that.
He uses that body to his advantage both on both ends of the floor. Really good rebounder is John Hudson Wingard. They'll pass out to the top. DeMarcus Rogers working down low. Got Caleb Ballard in the air, but not able to finish. And rebound goes to Andrew Voiles. Voiles hustles across half court, slows things down, and passes over to Chris Robinson, who loses the dribble after it was poked out by Shelton Darnell of the Panthers. But they'll actually get Darnell for the foul there. And that's Darnell's first foul of the night, and Robinson will get ready to inbound it. And he does into the backcourt to Andrew Voiles. Voiles calls a play. Screen and roll here. Caleb Ballard sets it, gets it, and whistles the play dead to the officials. Ballard was thinking he was going to get that one on the shot. He will not, so Indians will have to inbound this one.
They're going to call a foul there on Asher Justice.
Robinson looking for someone to inbound it to. A little high arcing lob to Andrew Voiles out on the far wing. Voiles driving inside. Passed it to Chris Robinson down in that low post. Don't see him down there too often, but not able to hang on to it. And a three rejected again by John Hudson Wingard. This time it's coming out of the hands of Darnell. Caleb Ballard not able to finish at the rack, and rebound goes to the Panthers.
Considering being down by 29, the Elmer County defense doesn't seem too shaken and not too worried about this score here.
29-10, the Indians lead it. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this second quarter. Davis with the ball now. He's guarded by Caleb Ballard, and they'll set a screen on him. We're holding Hines, and ball tipped a few times in the air, and it goes off the hands of Darnell. Turnover on the Panthers. And inbounding from right in front of his own bench is Robinson. He'll just toss it over to Voiles there. All of the Panthers waiting on the other end of the floor. Robinson with the ball now. Caleb Ballard working down low. But Holden Hines will foul him as he tries to get the shot off. And that shot never really had a chance. Hines got a good hold of that shooting arm for Caleb Ballard. Second foul of the night for Holden Hines. And Caleb Ballard, second chance to the free throw line. As the Elmore County Panthers take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with REMAX Cornerstone Realty.
Now in the Wetumpka competition gym, Caleb Ballard at the free throw line getting ready to shoot his first of two at the charity stripe. And first one, nothing but net there for Caleb Ballard.
With that shot made, that's going to make it a 20-point lead for the Indians, 30-10.
3 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in this second half, or second quarter, that is. Second free throw off the mark there from Caleb Ballard, and Panthers trying to work the other way quickly, but the ball is stolen, and a good fast break opportunity here for the Indians. Andrew Voiles lays it up and in, but I think they'll call the foul there, not too sure. Oh, okay, it was an and-one opportunity there, or coming for Andrew Voiles at the line. Getting the foul there was Donovan Aldridge for the Panthers.
Aldridge, I believe, trying to draw a charge there, but obviously didn't have his feet planted, and that's going to give him a foul.
Voiles not able to convert on the and-one opportunity. Just under 3 minutes to play here in quarter number two in Wetumpka. Gage Davis working the other way. He'll pass it into the hands of Asher Justice, who picks up his dribble and gives it back to Davis. Passes to Holden Hines just outside of the paint. Drives inside. They'll find an open man. Donovan Aldridge off the mark that time. Gets his own miss. Second chance points no good. DeMarcus Rogers snares the rebound that time. And Gage Davis got 2 men in the air there. Long range two. Off the mark there. Rebound Caleb Ballard that time. Smiley catch and shoot three on the other end. Not going to go. Second chance points, though. No problem for Caleb Ballard, who's got 7 in this one. Nine, actually. Missed a bucket there. And a backcourt violation for the Elmore County Panthers. They lost the pass. It was intended for DeMarcus Rogers. And after he hustles to go get it, it'll be an over and back violation. LT Davis getting his first minutes in this one. And Robinson will inbound this one into the hands of Andrew Voiles. Voiles guarded tightly by Asher Justice and puts him on skates there for a second, but they'll pass it to Tom Sutt at the top of the arc, and he'll give it over to LT Davis now, and Caleb Ballard hands it off to Chris Robinson. Robinson finds some room, cutting through the paint, slicing and dicing it up and in for Chris Robinson. He's got 6.
Great play there by Robinson, seeing that small little gap there and making his way through.
And thinking about the three twice, there was number 3, Seth McGee, but he'll pass it into the hands of Gage Davis, who misses the layup there. And Panthers get the offensive board and swatted out of the air. DeMarcus Rogers shot by Caleb Ballard, and Ballard snares it off the block and passes it over to Andrew Voiles, who's got it on this side of half court now.
Voiles, quick spin move, making number 3, Seth McGee, go all around the place.
And Chris Robinson gets the pass from the paint. Dribble drive pass there from Andrew Voiles. And Robinson dropped in a 3. Nothing but net that time. Indians with a 29-point lead now. Bodies hitting the floor all over the place. Ball flies out of bounds, waiting for a call from the officials. And they'll say it's still Panthers ball as Asher Justice will check out of the game and Dwight Floyd will come back in his place.
Coach Thomas talking to the ref saying it should be Indians ball. Chris Robinson looking at the ref thinking it should be Indians ball, but ref will say otherwise.
Not going to persuade him that time is Coach Stephen Thomas. And Hines with it now, passes it to Floyd out on the far wing. And a nice little floater there, parallel with the baseline, was Floyd. And 32 seconds and ticking in this one. Voiles taking his time to bring the ball across half court. Got to think the Indians will be happy to have the last possession in this quarter and this half. Voiles still with the ball now and steps into a 3 on the wing. Off the mark that time. Rebound goes to DeMarcus Rogers, who gives it over to Gage Davis. Davis guarded by Robinson. Robinson playing some tight defense. A little reverse layup off the mark there from Gage Davis. Man, that was a tough bucket. And a half-court heave from Andrew Voiles. More like a three-quarter heave. And 39-12 is your halftime score. Good guys on top. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what just happened on the City of Wetumpka halftime show.
Come on, come and call you. performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for, delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Do It Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDoItCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDoItCenter.com. RussellDoItCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians currently on top of the Elmore County Panthers, 39-12. I'm Mitch Petrie. Alongside me, Chandler Ward, and we've got our good friend Cyrus Bullock running the camera for us tonight. You might recognize that name. He's one of the kickers on that Wetumpka football team and appreciate his help here tonight. Chandler, Indians had a really strong showing in that first half. What are your takeaways?
Well, Mitch, I think that the Indians have just had a stellar game. Like you said, it's been very fun, very good. Second off, I think the Indians need to continue this full court press. It is working way too well for them, and they are playing lockdown defense. One player I'd like to mention for sure would be Jordan Hill. Jordan Hill has only picked up one foul, and he has picked himself up only 2 points, but his defense is definitely making up for that. He is playing lockdown defense, hardly letting defenders get past him, and just having a great game overall. Now, I think this Wetumpka defense should stay going how they are, and this Wetumpka offense should do the exact same.
Yeah, to mention Jordan Hill has three steals. Another Indian with three steals is Andrew Boyles. But leading the charge in the terms of steals is number four, Chris Robinson. He's got four to go along with that jersey number. Indians have 13 steals in that first half and had a few blocks to go with it as well. Caleb Ballard leading the way with four blocks. Got a couple of Indians in double-digit point totals. Chris Robinson and Andrew Boyles both with 10. Ballard right behind them with 9. And really everything seemed to be going right for that Indians offense there in that first half.
Absolutely. The offense was just very efficient, Mitch. Lots of three-point shots were being made. Lots of easy layups and lots of dunks. That is one thing I'd love to see, especially at a basketball game. I mean, that's where you're going to see it. Caleb Ballard having two dunks. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it's just great to see. Posterizing his own teammate as well. Pretty funny if you ask me, but this Wetumpka team is having a great game so far, 39-12, and let's hope it stays that way.
Hope it stays that way. We absolutely do. Indians have really gotten off to a dominating start. Girls got the dominating win. They won by 50 in the game just about an hour ago as the Indians come out of the locker room. Just a few minutes left to go here in halftime. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be all action the rest of the way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDewittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDewittCenter.com. RussellDewittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
it's almost time for second half action here in the Wetumpka Competition Gym. Indians will have the ball to start this one with a 27-point lead, 39-12. They're on top of the Elmore County Panthers. And Robinson will inbound this one to Voiles, and we are underway here in Wetumpka for second half action. Voiles with the ball now. Passes into the hands of Caleb Ballard. Layup not able to go, but Smiley grabs the rebound, and he's fouled on the second chance points. And waiting to see who that one went on for the Panthers. And we'll let you know here in just a second. They'll get Gage Davis for the foul there. And Smiley heading to the free throw line. Chance to shoot two. And that one rolls around and out for Jeremiah Smiley. Second free throw about to come for Smiley and the Indians. And that one drops right through for Jeremiah Smiley. He's got 3 points in this one. And Indians with a 28-point lead now.
And with that free throw, that'll help the Indians break 40 tonight.
I'd expect them to go a lot higher than 40, as I'm sure you do as well. Looking for an open shot or the Panthers. Ball in the hands of Holden Hines at the low post. They'll pass it out to Payne at the top of the key. And now in the hands of Aldridge. Back to Payne. Thought about the three, but good closeout there from Caleb Ballard. Asher Justice working inside. Dribbles it off his foot, but Holden Hines there able to snag it. Trying to work on John Hudson-Wingard. Not able to do it. Chris Robinson, good save there. Ball went off his hands off the rebound and just jumps as he's going out of bounds and flicks it back in to John Hudson-Wingard, and Robinson back with the ball now. Driving along the baseline, good feed there to Caleb Ballard, not able to get it to go. Too short that time. Rebound to the Panthers, and Asher Justice with the ball now. He'll pass it up to the top, and Gage Davis. He's guarded tightly by Jeremiah Smiley. Hands it off back to Justice. Step back three, thought about it. Decides not to shoot it, and Davis working inside, and a feed across the court over to Justice, and Aldridge was working down low, not able to get the finish there in the low post. Rebound Wingard. Robinson with the ball now, trying to drive inside, but that was poked out by Sammy Payne there and straight into the hands of another Panther. Gage Davis with the ball now, just in front of the half-court logo, drives inside of the arc, but that's where it'll end. He'll pass it over to Sammy Payne. Payne, after dribbling for a few seconds, gives it back to Davis. Davis will hand it off to Donovan Aldridge and gives it back to Davis. Nothing coming easy here for the Panthers. This Indians team playing some really tight defense. Another deep three for Sammy Payne off the front of the rim. Won't get the friendly roll that time, but an offensive rebound is lost after a pass falls out of bounds and into the hands of Caleb Ballard. And Smiley went up for the layup. Put back dunk for Caleb Ballard. That's his third dunk of the night, is Caleb Ballard.
6 points and dunks, Mitch, is something you're not going to see much out of a high school basketball game. But Ballard gets up there and proves that it definitely is possible.
And another three from Payne off the mark this time. Wingard went up for the rebound, wasn't able to snag it. And another three for Payne off the mark again. And Voiles gets the rebound this time. And no passes. He'll bring it across half court himself. Passes it down to Robinson in that low post. And I think they'll get Gage Davis for the reach-in foul there. And they will. Indians will get ready to inbound it. And it'll be Voiles inbounding it this time. Get some subs here for the Elmore County Panthers as Seth McGee and DeMarcus Rogers check into the game. Donovan Aldridge and Sammy Payne will take a seat on the pine for this one. He inbounds it into the hands of Ballard. Ballard over to Robinson, into the hands of Voiles. Three off the mark. John Hudson-Wingard with the rebound. A couple of passes there and trickles out of bounds. Last touch by DeMarcus Rogers. It'll stay on this end of the floor with the Indians.
Great pass there by Wingard. If it wasn't just poked by Elmore County's defenders. That would have been a great pass and an easy bucket for Chris Robinson.
Inbound to John Hudson-Wingard. Takes a few dribbles. Tries with a hook shot. Won't go down for him this time. And it's the Panthers working the other way now. Seth McGee with the ball now standing at the corner. Passes up to the top of the key to Marcus Rogers. He'll hand it back off to McGee. And McGee now at the top of the arc. And he'll pass it to Davis a little bit backwards, just in front of the half-court logo. And now ball in the hands of Rogers, who gives it over to Justice. Ball movement all over the place here as the Panthers try to find an open look. But Indians playing some good defense. Asher Justice drives inside, not able to get it to go down. That time, Chris Robinson will snag it and bring it across half court.
Robinson with some fancy moves here.
And Ballard went up for the layup. Thought he may have been fouled there, but he was not, as Lombardi and Suddeth will check into the game for Wingard and Smiley. And Indians will inbound this one. It was last touched by a Panther.
Two really big men out there, Tamarion Suddeth and Caleb Ballard for the Indians.
And they'll get a kick ball on the Indians there. It'll be a turnover on them and ball in the hands of the Elmore County Panthers. Now Holden Hines will inbound it to Gage Davis. Davis was trying to fire a quick pass to Seth McGee, but Caleb Ballard stuck his arm out and got the steal there. Miller Lombardi's pass for Caleb Ballard is a little bit too low and not able to hang on to it, and Panthers working the other way now and just getting across half court is Gage Davis.
One thing I've noticed here is the Indians have laid off of that full court press, kind of allowing Elmore County to bring themselves up the court a little bit.
Good snag on the rebound there from Miller Lombardi. Three was off the mark for Seth McGee. Voiles with the ball now, standing right in front of the Indian student section. High arcing pass to Tom Suddeth out on the wing. Suddeth dribbling along the baseline and a feed to Caleb Ballard off his outstretched arm. Not able to get it that time, and a full court pass picked off by Miller Lombardi.
Lombardi having a heck of a game here. Good amount of rebounds and some steals here. Looking good for him on that defensive side.
Andrew Voiles with the ball now, slowing things down a little bit here for the Indians. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter. And Robinson feeds down low to Tom Suddeth, working along the baseline, lays it up and in. Good bucket there from Suddeth. Two-point lead now for the Indians, 44-12. Good guys on top. And McGee driving inside. He'll give an underhand feed over to Holden Hines, who finds Justice on the corner. Three rattles around, decides to not go in. And the ball poked out of Chris Robinson's hand by DeMarcus Rogers. But last touch by Rogers, and Indians get ready to inbound this one. 2 minutes and 6 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. As a three comes out of the hands of Andrew Voiles, just hits the rim and drops straight through. Good bucket there from Andrew Voiles.
And again, you are going to hear it from the crowd every single time Andrew drops a three.
Yeah, well, you've seen the student section start to file out a little bit here. Probably convinced that the Indians are going to get a win here, and it's looking like it, as it's a sizable margin at the end of this third quarter. Layup off the mark that time, working the other way quickly, was Robinson. He fed it to Andrew Voiles. Layup didn't go that time. Minute and 19 seconds left to play in quarter number three. Third quarter brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on! And a nice little layup there from Seth McGee for the Elmore County Panthers.
McGee will finally put himself on the board for this game.
Robinson trying to do it all himself. Goes up, but they'll call a jump ball on the floor. I think it was Seth McGee who got his hands on that one to tie it up. Possession arrow points the way of the Panthers, and it'll be a turnover on the Indians.
Jordan Hill is going to check in, replacing Chris Robinson. Robinson looking a little upset by that, but Coach Thomas is calling what he thinks is the best option here.
47-14, the Indians lead it, and I think they'll get Voiles for the reach-in foul there. It's either Voiles or Lombardi. They'll give it to Lombardi, actually, not Voiles. Scratch that. First foul of the night for Miller Lombardi. And Panthers will get ready to inbound it, but Indians back out in the full court press playing some man coverage here. And it took a few seconds for them to inbound it, and they'll pass it straight out of bounds. He was looking for DeMarcus Aldridge, but Caleb Ballard kind of stuck out that arm a little bit, slowed him down. The ball trickled straight on out of bounds. And Voiles will inbound this one for the Indians. And inbound straight away to Tom Sutton. He lays it up and in. They'll get a foul call on that as well. Three-point play opportunity coming at the line for Tom Sutton and the Indians.
Sutton isn't known for his best free throw performance here, but down in the paint, he's going to go to work.
And free throw rattles around. Won't go down for Tom Sutton that time. Just under a minute left to play. And pass almost went out of bounds, but Seth McGee hustled to get down there and save it. He was fouled on the shot by Miller Lombardi, picking up his second foul. And McGee will head to the line, shooting two.
Lombardi taking two there in the span of only 30 seconds, if I'm right here. So he better watch out just a little bit there. Don't want to get too many fouls on his plate.
And McGee's first free throw off the mark to the right there. Second one coming at the line for him now. And he'll drill that one. And it's a 49-15 lead now for the Indians. Boyles, no-look pass out to the top of the key in Jordan Hill. Passing around now, catch-and-shoot three, contested for Andrew Voiles, short that time. And Dwight Floyd lost it for a second, but he's got it now, guarded by Jordan Hill. And he'll take a hard screen there from Holden Hines. And looking for an open shot now are the Panthers, driving inside. Asher Justice in and out. And rebound goes to the Indians and Jordan Hill. Hill gives it to Lombardi, who gives it back to Hill. Hill standing in front of the midcourt line now. Passes it over to Voiles. Gets a screen from Tom Sutton. And he was looking for Sutton down low. But DeMarcus Rogers got his fingers on it. And the Panthers come down with it. And a full court heave off the mark there for Dwight Floyd. And it's a 34-point lead for the Indians, 49-15, as we close things out during the third quarter. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Fourth quarter action about to get underway here. 49-15, Indians on top, and Panthers with the ball to start this fourth quarter. They'll inbound it into the hands of Dwight Floyd. Floyd looking for DeMarcus Rogers, but Caleb Ballard pokes it away, and Jordan Hill will come up with it, and he'll feed it to Andrew Voiles, who lays it up and in, making it look easy that time, and Indians extending their lead even further. Inbound stolen by Miller Lombardi. He used a bounce pass to Tom Sutton, not able to hang on to it, but DeMarcus Rogers touched it and it rolled on out of bounds. And a couple of bench players here for the Indians getting their first minutes in this one. It's DJ Kendrick, Ben Tucker, and Hayes Lorenzi checking into the game for Voiles, Ballard, and Suddeth.
And Hayes Lorenzi here is on the road to his first point of the season. So let's hope we can see that out of him tonight. 7 minutes in the quarter.
And an in-and-out three for Hayes Lorenzi. Almost had his first points of the season on that one. Not able to do it. And a three from Sammy Payne off the mark. Offensive rebound and a second chance opportunity for the Panthers. But off the mark that time, it was Seth McGee. Not able to get it. Hill with a rock now. He'll bring it across midcourt. He'll feed it over to Miller Lombardi for three off the mark. And DJ Kendrick went up for the rebound, not able to hang on to it, but it was off the hands of Dwight Floyd, and it'll stay on this end of the floor with the Indians.
Kendrick also seeing his first minutes of the game tonight. Lorenzi and DJ are two people you don't see too often in the game. Ben Tucker, although, has been getting some playing time recently, so that's something you like to see, especially the students. I know that they love Ben Tucker.
I love all of these Indians, their classmates, friends, and teammates in some of these other sports. The inbound pass went to Ben Tucker. He was fouled, and now he's at the line shooting two. You get the continued rolling clock here in this fourth quarter. Sorry. As the Indians lead at 51-15 in the first free throw from Tucker off the mark. Second free throw about to come for Ben Tucker and the Indians. They've got a 36-point lead and make it 37. 52-15, Indians on top.
With that, Ben Tucker will put himself on the board with 1 point off of that free throw.
And a three comes out of the hands of Shelton Darnell. That's his first points of the night. And 52-18, your score now. Jordan Hill with the ball. Working the other way, he'll hand it off to Lombardi. Lombardi loses it on a spin move, and Asher Justice gets it now. Aldridge with the ball now, guarded by Kendrick. Working along the baseline, kicks out to Justice. And they'll get Ben Tucker for the foul there as Justice was working along the baseline. Won't get the shot to go, but he'll get two at the free throw line. Come on, come to Collier. The 2025 Ford Model Year Sales Event is happening now. Drive over to Collier Ford on U.S. Highway 231 and drive home your new F-150 Bronco and many other new Fords for less. First free throw there off the mark for the Panthers and Justice. Second one coming now. And that one also off the mark. But it'll stay with the Panthers. A couple of missed shots there, but still in the hands of the Panthers. Good job on the offensive glass on this possession. Cutting with some room, Shelton Darnell, he lays it up and in. And the Panthers now cutting the Indians' deficit to 32. Kendrick with the ball now. He's driving inside. Feeds it to Ben Tucker in that low post. Lorenzi thought about the three. Picks it up. And he'll pass it over to LT Davis. Davis tucks that ball like a running back. And as he tries to lay it up, it was swatted by DeMarcus Aldridge. And Floyd with the ball now on this side of the court for the Panthers. Trying to do it all himself. And layup off the mark there. Just laid off the glass. And nowhere else. Straight into the hands of Jordan Hill. Brings the ball across the court for the Indians. 33 seconds left. Three from Lorenzi. Nothing but net that time, drains it, and the Indian student section, what's left of them, loves that. First points of the season for Hayes Lorenzi.
And right there, Hayes Lorenzi, I know he's got some excitement there. It has been 9 games, 10th if you're counting this one, and Lorenzi is going to get his first points with a three ball.
Good shot there from Hayes Lorenzi as the ball works its way out of bounds, but it was last touched by an Indian, and Panthers getting ready to inbound it now. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Indians with a dominating win, it will look like, barring a miracle, for the Elmore County Panthers. Inbound this one to Justice. Justice over to Rogers. Bounce pass with a little bit too much on it, but it's still handled by DeMarcus Aldridge. Aldridge picks up his dribble, working inside. Takes a few too many steps, and they'll get a travel there. And it'll be Indians ball after the turnover. Lorenzi inbounds it to Jordan Hill. Hill with a smile on his face as he brings the ball across the court. Hard not to be a little bit happy when you got a lead as big as you do. Indians on top by 35 as it stands right now. Good ball movement here from the Indians, and they'll give it over to Lorenzi. Lorenzi 5 feet beyond the arc off the front of the rim. No good that time. A minute and 40 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Panthers working and passing into the hands of Dwight Floyd. Bounce pass is picked off, and he'll get, I believe, Jordan Hill for the foul there, blowing it dead before the Panthers or the Indians have a chance to make anything happen on the fast break. And they'll get ready to inbound it. Will the Panthers and DeMarcus Rogers.
And that there could have been Hayes Lorenzi's 5 points there. Got that ball, but Hill had a foul, and that stopped Hayes Lorenzi from getting all the way down the court for an easy layup.
And they'll get DJ Kendrick for the foul there. And still not into the bonus are the Panthers. 54 seconds and ticking away in this fourth quarter. Man, that clock really moves fast when they keep it running. They'll inbound it into the hands of Dwight Floyd. 40 seconds left to go in this one. Lays it up and in does Dwight Floyd. But they'll blow it dead real quick. Waiting for him to get up off the hardwood, and he does so. Clock back to running, 25 seconds. Indians can dribble this one out if they want, but I'd expect some of these bench players maybe try to get a few points. LT Davis showing off that athleticism, cutting through a couple of defenders and laying it up and in, getting his first points of the night. 10 seconds now to Dwight Floyd with the rock and not able to get it to go. 6 seconds, but an offensive rebound and blocked by Ben Tucker. Hayes Lorenzi with a second on the clock. Oh, tried to go up for the dunk. Not able to get it down, but 57-22 is your final score from Wetumpka as the Indians get ready to play Chilton County tomorrow night. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus Realty post-game show, and we'll talk about the next time we'll be on the air and recap things from tonight.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Well, Chandler, it was an impressive win for the Indians, 57-22. They get it done in dominant fashion. What stuck out to you tonight?
What stuck out to me here tonight, Mitch, would be that offense. Something we haven't seen too much, although we have had some very high-scoring games. The Indians' offense, their efficiency lacked just a little bit. Tonight, the efficiency was ecstatic, on fire. Part of it, I think, had to do with the student section absolutely lighting up the gym, making sure they were heard. But the other part of it is just the fact that this team is so charismatic and the chemistry they have together works perfectly.
It absolutely does. Indians really got it done on both ends of the floor tonight. As the lights start to get underway, your Precision Floor Care player of the game tonight is Andrew Voiles. Voiles finished the night with 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals and a block to go with it, doing it all across the board were the Indians and Andrew Voiles, but a couple other guys had some really good performances as well. Caleb Ballard finished the night with 11 points, 13 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 steals, and an assist to go with it. Double-double for Caleb Ballard and a double-double for Chris Robinson as well. Finished the night with 10 points on the dot and finished the night with 10 assists to go with it, 5 steals, and all good all-around performance from this Indians team. As we look ahead to what's coming up here in Wetumpka Athletics, the Wetumpka track team will start its indoor season up in Birmingham this weekend. Indians will be back in action tomorrow on the road at Chilton County. I'll be on the call for that one as well. And you can listen right here on 105.1 WRFS or the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube and Facebook pages. For the final time tonight, I'm Mitch Petrie. Alongside me is Chandler Ward. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow night.